This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a drought in the West, there's flooding in Florida, and there's chaos in Kabul in Afghanistan after so many Americans risk their lives to help those in Afghanistan. I feel for our military and all the sacrifice, and I feel deeply for the people in Afghanistan for what they're going through as the Taliban takes over in a week, basically, and takes the capital city in a day. It is absolutely chaotic. That is the best word. People are rushing the tarmac, clinging to a plane in Afghanistan, falling from the side of a C-17 just to get away from the Taliban. There are kill lists, door-to-door knocks by the Taliban. They have lists of people who have aided the Americans in their quest to lift up the Afghanistan forces, which fell miserably. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. It's not all doom and gloom, I promise you, on this show. There is some lighter moments that we will get to as we motor along the way. Even an incredible woman who will lift you up coming up later this hour called Nevsha. She's out of the UK, and we had an incredible conversation about her quest to get out of a miserable situation that she was in and how did she lift herself out of it. And she's got some great advice for you. Plus, if you can not sleep, what is the cure to getting good rest? Doesn't everybody want to know that? What do they say in the commercials? Junk sleep is what they're calling it for a mattress company. Lee Shriver is the voice, and he's incredible. And he does these commercials where he calls it junk sleep, meaning, you know, you didn't get any good sleep. Or I like the trick that some of us do where you say you're saving it up. Well, you know, on the weekend, I'm going to sleep a lot because I didn't sleep on Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, yeah, Thursday, I got a couple hours. But, you know, Saturday and Sunday, I can sleep like a bear 10 hours. That just doesn't work. You can't store it up. All right, we stored up a lot of goodwill, and this is nasty. This is ugly and terrible, terrible situation. So you have the president who takes to the mic and has a presser where he talks about making the right call to pull American troops out of Afghanistan, even though he said the Taliban's swift seizure takeover of Kabul unfolded faster than expected. He said he stood squarely behind his decision during a speech. Some are calling it a speech. It's like a presser at the White House. Biden said Afghan officials, including former President Ghani, had assured him that Afghan forces would fight the insurgents. And he said the truth is that this did unfold more quickly than he had anticipated. Here's a little piece of what he had to say about U.S. forces.
U.S. forces had already drawn down during the Trump administration from roughly 15,500 American forces to 2,500 troops in country. And the Taliban was at its strongest militarily since 2001. The choice I had to make as your president was either to follow through on that agreement or be prepared to go back to fighting the Taliban in the middle of the spring fighting season. There would have been no ceasefire after May 1. There was no agreement protecting our forces after May 1. There was no status quo of stability without American casualties after May 1. There was only a cold reality of either following through on the agreement to withdraw our forces or escalating the conflict and sending thousands more American troops back into combat in Afghanistan.
I think the failure is taking responsibility for how we got out of this and not anticipating what would happen. I think there were warning signs that the Afghan military might not be able to hold on after the U.S. left, and sure enough, the Taliban fighters completed an easy sweep of the country, seized control of the capital on Sunday, with American troops scrambling to evacuate thousands of diplomats and Afghans from the U.S. embassy. It was gut-wrenching to watch some of this, to see it. It did have shades, as some were saying, of Saigon. And there were others that would shoot back and say, well, that was a different situation in Vietnam. Well, put the two together and just watch the helicopters, the panic, the chaos, and that's what it looks like to you, right? Could we stay there forever and ever and dump more blood into the Middle East? You know, was there ever really a good time to withdraw U.S. forces? All those things you can question. But it still doesn't explain the lack of the right intel and anticipating how this would happen, how it would unfold. And of course, one of the things that Biden said is, in meeting with the president, he was assured that this wouldn't happen, that they were ready, and they weren't ready at all. Dropped guns, ran, that was it. The president left, probably to save his own life. I mean, he knew, that's it, they're going to behead me or do whatever they're going to do. And of course, the Taliban is known for their brutal treatment of all Afghans, especially women and girls. What happens now to them, those that are left behind? And this has been 20 years of an involvement. Think about that. 20 years. And looking at Afghans climbing aboard a taxing U.S. Air Force jet, wow. Of all the things you could possibly see, right? And one of the moments in what the president had to say, this came about 5 weeks after he was getting defensive about whether it was inevitable that the Afghan government would collapse. And he said, I remember this, he said, the Afghan troops were well equipped as any army in the world. The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely. And he thought the Afghan National Security Forces could step up and fight, and that wasn't the case. They did the opposite. They didn't step up and fight, and it is now a blame game. That's what it is. There's going to be lots of blaming. But I think the key thing is securing the people that are there, getting them out, getting the Americans out, getting the other Afghans out who helped, because you have a kill list and you know there's going to be people, there's going to be sites that are going to be just unpalatable, just shocking to see, perhaps. I don't even know how to correctly put this into words. It's going to be horrifying is what it's going to be. You have lots of political pundits who naturally are pulling this in all kinds of directions, right? And that's what you expect. I mean, the question is, what happened? What happened in watching this all collapse so quickly? Again, just a shocker. Just a shocker. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Again, 855-266-5283. Or shoot me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. $2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Kate Delaney here. Facebook has already connected over 2 billion people to authoritative COVID-19 information. As access to COVID-19 vaccines expands, Facebook aims to help bring 50 million more people one step closer to getting vaccinated. KX Jin, head of health at Facebook, is here to tell us some helpful hints. What tips do you have for us today?
Not only are we working to inform people who want to get the vaccine, we're also working to share real-time trends in COVID-19 vaccinations, intent to get vaccinated, and reasons why people might not. Knowing this information means health departments and agencies can speak to the real issues and concerns that people have, and hopefully lead to more people confidently choosing to get vaccinated.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
Thanks, KX. So again, search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app for more information. Everybody who's continually sending me their thoughts about all of this in Afghanistan. And oh, by the way, what's happening in Florida with the high water in some cases, Fred leaving its footprints all over the panhandle, and Georgia bracing for their turn in this, and then Grace right behind it. You know, of course, I'm talking about tropical storms that are hitting, and there is a state of emergency in Florida. So again, people like Trevor, who emailed me, and I think this just came in pretty late, who says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I heard you talking about the troops. Thanks for mentioning that, but you always do. I am someone who proudly served in Afghanistan. I'll call the show sometime and tell you what it was like. And I'll tell you what, we helped build a road, and I could never have been more proud of the guys I served with. But we certainly lost a few, and definitely there were some scary, scary moments, if you will. And I feel proud that I served there, and I feel sad for the people, many of whom I somewhat got to know from what we were able to do in the area where we were, and I will talk more about that when I call the show right now. It's just too emotional to watch what's happening with the Taliban taking over Afghanistan, and it certainly brings up some pretty crazy, complicated feelings for me and I think other vets who were part of all of this. So thanks for that that email, Trevor, and your service, of course. And sure, I don't think that the surprise, the big sweep, during the week might have been the thing that hit some people. That's the thing that hit me. You think how much was spent by the U.S., and it was really closer to $2 trillion that was spent. And, you know, I've talked about pulling out of Afghanistan for a long time, but the way it happened, what happened and how quickly the Taliban was able to do what they were able to do, and you think about, again, were there any positive signs? Were there anything? Was there anything that was happening that was different for some of the people in Afghanistan? I mean, how many American troops served in that country? You had, 2,000 killed, tens of thousands wounded in 20 years, 800,000 American troops serving there. So seeing the U.S. pull out and in such another way, and being so tired of seeing troops getting injured in a war of what was the ultimate goal. And what was the ultimate goal of that? The ultimate goal was finding bin Laden, right? The Al-Qaeda leader and mastermind of the September 11th attacks in 2001. So that's the other complicated part of this, is how did we get there, why did we get there, and now how this pullout happened and how quickly everything fell. So lots and lots of, questions about the ugly way of leaving. I mean, that's it. It's the ugly way of leaving. And kudos to all the people, by the way, who were those who were, ultimately in charge with the highest power. So meaning the former presidents who are coming out and issuing statements and sending messages to troops and veterans and diplomats and people in the intelligence arena who served in the country over the past two decades, that should not be lost here in some of the sacrifices that were made as we watch this swift fall of Kabul happen to the Taliban fighters, and that chaos that has sparked, obviously, lots of criticism of this two decades spent in that country. Yeah. All right, something I mentioned before, I want to make sure that I give you a couple of quick hits here. I mean, I did say I was going to lighten the load, but there are some heavy things happening, aren't there? So in Florida, there was a state of emergency that was declared by the president, which is good because that helps to aid people who need it. And particularly the panhandle, that's where you saw all the water, and it's about staying out of those low-lying areas. And now you have Grace coming up, and we'll see what's going to happen there. It's going to gain more momentum or what. And because I was so fortunate to just spend a week in one of our most beautiful states, New Mexico, and got the opportunity to hike and to see these amazing streams and be at 10,000 feet, how I got up the side of a mountain to see petroglyphs. I didn't have the right hiking shoes, but I'm no big time hiker, but I just went right up the face, right? Because I was going to see those petroglyphs, but it was so bone dry. But New Mexico has water. On the other hand, in the West, Arizona and Nevada, much different situation. We've declared the first ever water shortage from the Colorado River that, of course, is serving millions of people in the West. So Arizona and Nevada especially are going to see big cuts in 2022 in their share of water supplies from the reservoirs that are fed by the river. So they're scrambling and making plans and trying to figure it out. And I've never, as somebody who lived in Nevada, I've never seen shots of Lake Mead so low. Just so, so low. So that's why. I mean, it's triggering all of this. It's a water shortage. Lake Mead is the largest reservoir So this has to happen. It's the reservoir formed by the Hoover Dam on the Colorado River in the southwestern part of our country. And it's, you know, 24 miles east of the Las Vegas Strip. So there is absolutely going to be a lot of people scrambling, and there already is, because of this water conundrum. That's for sure. All right, the other thing that happened, of course, over the weekend is watching the people of Haiti once again in the middle of something awful, a 7.2 earthquake leaving over 1,400 people dead. There could be more. There's a mad scramble to try to pull out any other people that could possibly have found an air pocket and might be trapped. Over 7,000 homes were destroyed, 5,000 damaged. Now they're talking about 15 inches of rain because they're getting hammered by Grace with the torrential rains. So you can just imagine where they've got tents up, and would the tents be safe if that's the case? And the answer is in the wrong spot. No, they would not be safe. So these people can just not get a break. I mean, cannot get a break, can they? You know, absolutely awful, 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 awful. All right, on a lighter note, if you will, because I was just traveling, it was so interesting to see how many Americans have campers and RVs and so friendly, you know, when they're stopping by these rest areas, because for the first time in forever that I can remember, it was a drive thing for me and the Hubs. So we went 9 hours, you know, boom, to get to Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Taos, and the people couldn't have been more wonderful, and the being in some of our nation's greatest parks, it was so incredible to see that. And of course, the Indian pueblos were closed, which they're famous for in all three cities because of the pandemic. But a lot of the monuments and whatnot are becoming open to the public, so you're seeing that a lot of people are exploring New Mexico, which really opened in July. And I mean, just it just reminds you of the eye-popping nature that we have, and to take advantage of that if you can at some point in your life. Boy, put some of these places in your sights, because, you know, the Navajo National Monument, which is absolutely incredible, Four Corners Monument, it's where four states meet, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah, just incredible, incredible scenery. Hang with us, Nevsha, coming up next, she'll inspire you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The State Department says it has resumed evacuations from the Kabul airport as thousands have come to try to get out of the country. State Department spokesman Ned Price says some 1,600 people were evacuated on emergency flights Monday, including American personnel, private citizens, and some Afghans, while thousands are still hopeful for a flight out. He said that efforts will be made to get Afghan interpreters and families who have applied for special immigrant visas out as a priority. And thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. This is USA Radio News. With the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan, many are raising questions over the possibility of the country being used as a training ground for terror attacks once again, with some concern that groups like Al-Qaeda may now refocus on attacking the United States. Congressman Mike Waltz believes that the fall of the Afghan government could lead to the reestablishment of Al-Qaeda as a destabilizing force. The Florida Republican and veteran of multiple tours in Afghanistan tells CNBC that the country is likely to devolve into what he calls a cesspool of terrorism.
I think at the end of the day, you have two choices in Afghanistan. You have a small presence focused on counterterrorism and supporting the Afghan military, or you face what we're facing now, which will be a cesspool of terrorism. The problem is terrorism that happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. We will see Al-Qaeda 3.0. They are working closely with the Taliban, and they do intend to attack America again. That's not just according to me. That's according to Biden's own intelligence assessments.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We go to London, England for a conversation with a woman who has a lot of influence, and she's helped so many people, empowered so many people. I'm really pleased to introduce you to Nev Shah. And if you look up her institute, Nev Shah Institute, it's just brilliant, the resources that you can find. And we're going to talk to her about her book, Awakening. And Nev Shah, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
What led you down this path? How did you get on this path?
Yeah, first of all, like probably most teachers and most people, with personal reasons, 25, 26 years ago, in my early 20s, I was in deep, deep depression. So I was in a very deep state mentally and emotionally, like kind of like a very dark state. And now when I look back, I think I was lucky to be in that state when I was in my 20s, because I see a lot of people who haven't gone through that even in their 40s. So I think it was a luck because I was able to tap into that. And I kind of like lost all my motivation, and I didn't have a, basically I didn't have a purpose. So I was kind of like feeling lost. And that's why I usually teach my students, like, if you don't have a purpose, if you don't have a clear vision, it's very easy to get depressed. It's very easy to get into that dark state. If you want to live your life powerfully, like full on high performance, like leading people, and if you want to wake up inspired in the morning, the only thing you need to do is find your purpose, have a clear vision. And that's by, of course, finding out who you really are, because we're kind of like, especially in the 21st century, we are kind of like a generation who got very much conditioned on who we are, and we kind of get lost in who we are, and we kind of like think we are this persona who we have been conditioned, but we are not. So it's kind of like search started for me 25, 26 years ago, and I was literally searching for myself. I was searching who I was. I didn't know it back then, because back then I just wanted to get out of that dark space. So I started yoga, I started breath work, I started doing different meditation techniques, and I was trying a lot of stuff at the same time. I see a lot of people doing that, and I think that's the best way to go, because to find your own way, to find your own rhythm, to find what works for you, I think you need to kind of like test, and you need to try all kinds of methods. And what worked for me was deep, deep breath work and deep work, because I needed something really strong and something really deep to really like shake up everything in my life and to get me out of my own conditioning, which was mostly on the mental level, and to connect me with who I was. Yeah, so the more I did breath work, the more I did meditation, and I did it for years after years. Like, I remember there was a time in my early 20s where I was doing 2 hours of breath work every day, kind of like 3 hours with breath work and meditation, 3 hours of connecting with myself. That's how much I needed to connect with myself. And the more I did breathing, and I didn't know why I was doing it, but it was just feeling great. I was kind of like being thirsty for something you don't even know of. And right now, when I look back, I now see that I was thirsty for myself. I was hungry for myself. I was hungry for my being, my true being. And the more meditation I did, the more breath work I did, I kind of like starting connecting with my purpose in this life, and I started connecting with my own power. And I realized, like all people, I think on the awakening journey, I realized how powerful I was. And I remember at one point I told to myself, I can go through anything in this world. Like, there is nothing, absolutely nothing I can be fearful of. I kind of like got to a place where there wasn't any fear, because I kind of like found my real self. And in that real self, you tap into this unconditional love and a huge power that is even beyond the universe. And you're kind of like at a state where, wow, you know, I can just literally face anything. So it's kind of like, I think it was my first steps tapping into my destined path. I think each individual have a destined path. I believe we all have a destiny to fulfill. We all have a purpose to fulfill. We all have a mission to fulfill. And when we find that mission, that's kind of like the mean point of our life. That's kind of like we found the meaning. And also that mean is also our balance. So it's like, I see a lot of people who are trying to be more balanced and centered. It's all about finding your mean, because that finding your mean and finding your balance and finding your meaning, your true self, is that, absolutely that. So from then on, it's kind of like, I don't know when it happened, but it's kind of like I jumped over a hill. And from there on, I was full on purpose. Everything started shifting from this lost young individual. I became a wise woman who had a clear vision, who was on purpose. So I kind of like knew what I needed to do. I knew I wanted to serve people. I wanted to help other people to tap into that power of themselves so that they could be the best version of themselves. And yeah, so the journey began. And that's what I think awakening is. Once you tap into that level of energy, that level of truth, something starts changing in your vibration, your energy. I know, like, the whole social media and, you know, the whole digital marketing and all that is very important, and we use that as well. But I think, like, this is for people who feel that purpose and who feel they want to serve. It's kind of like once you are fully connected with your own purpose, because your whole vibration starts changing, your students start finding you. So that's what exactly started happening. It's kind of like there hasn't been any time where I sat down and thought to myself, okay, I'm going to be a teacher. It just happened by itself. It's kind of like, you know, students started gathering around me. So I kind of like very naturally, very authentically started teaching what I found. And then I decided at one point, okay, now I have students, now I have people who, you know, want to listen to me and want to learn from me. I'd better, you know, go on a journey and finish certificate programs and, you know, go on the expertise. So I started joining certificate programs and years of trainings and thousands of books. I educated myself on behavioral sciences and especially specializing on thinking and breathing habits so that I could find powerful methods to teach my students and also powerful methods I could use for myself as well.
Yeah, and in awakening, there are tools, and you talk about that this is deep, so you have to put in the work, right? I think there's a misnomer that people think it's self-help, boom, I can just get it, and I'm going to find that key. But you've said it in your own journey. That's not what it's about, right?
And I think understanding, and the book Awakening is also for those kinds of people, like understanding whatever goes mass, like the whole mass media and whatever goes to masses, it's like the wise ones aren't interested. So it's kind of like whenever I see this mass self-development trend, I kind of take a step back because I know that's not the way to go. Because kind of like what masters choose, when you look at the whole meditation tradition, when you look back in history, the path masters chose, this is my little one, the path masters chose are very different than the path masses choose. So that's why, like, when you look at, you know, millions of people, they want the shortcut. But only people who go deep, who choose the path masters have been choosing for centuries, just get to a point where, you know, they awaken to their truth and they're just, they know who they are. They know their purpose. And this, like, they find their own meaning. And it's kind of like that mean and that meaning, connecting with that mean and connecting with your meaning is so powerful. It's kind of like this unshakable truth, living your own destiny, being inside an unshakable truth. It's kind of like, I think, a different reality than what masses live in. So it wasn't ever, so it's not ever going to be the mastery path. I think even though it's, you know, trendy and all those self-development, the real self-mastery path is still not open for masses. It's still for people who want to go on to this deep journey and who are ready to face their darkness. And that's what I wanted to explain in my book, Awakening. Because awakening is not going to happen by being high all the time or with tools that is going to get you high or positive. It's going to happen through darkness. It's the opposite of what people think. People think, you know, being positive and being high and hyperactive, or, you know, that's going to lead to, or joy, you know, even the word joy, like people use it as, you know, becoming joyous is aligned with awakening. I don't think so. I think real awakening is through deep work and through your darkness.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get the book Awakening. You can get it on Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon. And if people want to know more about you, where can they go?
They can go to my website, Nevshako UK. And I have a whole curriculum. I teach hundreds of students from all around the world. My courses are minimum 6 months long. I was doing a lot of live courses like 4 or 5 years ago, and I was traveling all around the world. And then one day I decided to myself, maybe I can just stay where I am and, you know, still teach to hundreds of people from all around the world. So we kind of, like, with the whole team, we created trainings on the digital platform. And instead of doing week-long retreats, I started doing six-month-long courses where I meet my students every weekend, and they can go ahead and finish my digital trainings and ask me questions. It got so much powerful. Now I have everything online, everything on the digital platform.
Boy, that certainly makes sense. Nevshako, what a delight to meet you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, she's written an important book, one that is definitely a game changer, I know, because it was something I thought I was getting, but I wasn't getting, and I bet a lot of you fall into this category. Anybody could read The Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. Dr. Smith, thanks for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So I know, I can tell you've had a lot of success, obviously, in your career. Did you get to that point where you just were not getting the kind of rest you needed?
Yes, I burned out. As you stated, on the surface, my career looked very successful. But I got to a point where, you know, it was all glitter and glam in the spotlight. But when I came home, I was exhausted. My attitude was not in a great place. My relationships were strained. And just mentally, physically, and emotionally, I was not in a good place.
So is that what led you to write this book?
It is. It led me to really the research first. And I really started the research on the process of, you know, what is resilience? How do we manage stress, as people say, which I believe is a bit of a misconception. But how do we at least are able to recover from the stresses that come into our life and get to a better place? So that started the research. And then my own patients kind of pushed the book out, because as I started working with them and seeing that so many of them were dealing with these very same rest deficits, and it wasn't something that was being discussed.
Yeah, it's interesting. the question is, the big question, what really is rest? It's like when somebody tells you, oh, just get some rest, just relax. Is that rest? I mean, what is rest?
Well, I think what we have to realize is that rest, first of all, is more than just sleeping, because that's what many of us think. They think that rest is just stopping, the cessation of activity, laying down, and that's a part of it, but it's not the big picture. So when I looked at the research, what I saw was that rather than just putting all of our attention on the physical aspect of rest, which is primarily what sleeping does, that we needed to look at all areas of rest. And that's where the seven types of rest came from, the physical, mental, emotional, social, sensory, and creative, being those other areas of our lives that get exhausted. So, you know, when I was thinking to myself, I'm tired, I always thought, I'm tired, I just need to get 8 hours of sleep. But what happens when you get 8 hours and you wake up still exhausted? That's a real desperate situation, and that's when I realized there has to be more to rest than just stopping and sleeping.
Yeah. What was your big aha moment in all of this research?
I think the biggest aha moment was that when I just say that I'm tired, I'm actually setting myself up for failure. Because when I say I'm tired and I don't quantify and identify the area that's being fatigued, then I think any kind of rest will fix it. And the issue is, if I have an emotional rest deficit, going to sleep is not going to fix that. If I have a creative rest deficit, laying on the couch watching Netflix on Saturday is not going to fix that. So I have to be very intentional about doing those restorative type activities that will actually help to pour back into the place where I have the energy deficit.
Wow, I think you completely nailed it. You talked about the seven types of rest. Could you give us kind of a sneak peek, two or three of them, and what they are?
Well, the ones I think that were most interesting for myself were, and that I noticed that I had a deficit in, one of them was creative rest. That's a topic many people have never even heard of, a concept that's completely foreign. But if you're someone who does a lot of problem solving, has to think outside the box, be innovative, you're using creative energy, even if you don't consider yourself to be a creative. And so the way you restore creative rest is by allowing yourself to appreciate beauty in whatever form, those things that are inspiring and that are motivating to you. And so that could include anything from watching theater or going to an art museum or listening to music or watching someone dance, or it can be natural beauty like going to the ocean or looking at flowers or being out doing a hike where you're enjoying nature. And I think we don't appreciate kind of how those different processes actually help us to be more productive and actually help us to be more innovative. Another type of rest that we found that a lot of people were deficient in is mental rest. A lot of us are tired. We lay down at night to go to sleep, and we can't get our brain to turn off. And we really have to look at what are the processes behind that that keep our mind so active. And then what are some simple things we can do in the middle of our busy day? Not go on a sabbatical, not quit our job, not take extended vacations, but things we can do in the middle of our day to help to build in mental rest and to help us to be able to stay in a healthy place.
Wow. And, you know, it's so interesting that there's as you said, what you uncovered, the different forms, really, honestly, of rest and the deep research that you did. You even have a free assessment at rest.com. And are you're not surprised, I'm sure, but for you, this is so groundbreaking. It has to be rewarding to see the results of people reading your book, people working with you, and realizing the things that you learned. Is it?
It's been amazing. And yes, I think the most surprising has probably been the response to the free rest assessment at restquiz.com. We've had a 250,000 people who've gone through there and taken the assessment, and the emails we get and the clients that we work with, it's amazing to see the effect it has. I think some of the biggest surprises have been, particularly in corporations that I work with, where we are kind of revamping their workforce because people are tired. People are exhausted. 2020 hit everyone really hard. And so there's a lot of people who are functional burnout. So they are still producing. They're just not producing at their highest quality and capacity. And so they're putting out work, but it's not really their best work. And it's interesting to see how many businesses are noticing this and then realize that there's something that is missing. And a lot of companies don't have, you know, chief health and wellness officers, but they would benefit from actually having someone come in and to help them evaluate the places where their workforce are actually experiencing chronic rest deficits. Because these are simple things that can really improve their overall productivity.
Yeah, and would you say, as a board-certified internal, you know, medicine physician, in looking at the impact of wellness and what you found with rest, I mean, this has got to be like number one, I would say.
It's affecting people in so many different ways. From, you know, right now, some of the biggest, other than COVID, some of the biggest health issues we're facing have to do with cardiovascular disease and chronic metabolic states where people have high cortisol levels. And a big part of that is how our body responds to stress and change. And we've had lots of change. So we are processing a lot of stress and high cortisol situations. And most of us have not learned adequate coping mechanisms and strategies for being able to manage that. And that's why there's so much fatigue. And that's where there's so much talk about burnout. And really, that's why, you know, a lot of people are under kind of this chronic anxiety and feeling just drained because they're not restoring the places that are actually in need of rest.
Yeah. And you've said this, but it's worth asking this question. Your book is Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. Ultimately, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
The number one thing is that rest is something that they must value. Because I think we've gotten into a mindset that it's more important to work and grind and produce. And we've taken out an understanding that to be able to do that at our highest level of ability and to do that and still have a smile on our face and enjoy the work that we're producing requires a time of rest, recovery, and restoration.
Yeah. And you know this, as so many of us are people pleasers and don't have boundaries. You just got to find that somehow, right?
Well, that's a big part of the emotional rest, the people-pleasing, the stress that comes, we call it performance stress. So a lot of people have a lot of a performance stress that they endure during their job, and they don't understand why they go home from maybe a job where they're seated all day, why they're so tired. There's emotional labor that you may be putting out during your day that you have not even accounted for. And because we are not looking at really how we're using every part of our body in our day-to-day work, then it really does set us up for so many areas of rest deficit.
Yeah. Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith, Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. You can get it on Amazon.com and take the quiz, restquiz.com, and you'll see where you are maybe have some deficits. And, boy, just really powerful stuff. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former cowboy great Emmett Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.